a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest coming to us live from the Big Apple, New York City, the real capital of the United States of America. It's Dion Lunadon, who is here to talk about his latest track, Gold Standard Love, which is out everywhere you find your tunes. Good morning to you, Dion. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Very chill. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I was a little bit sick this week. Now we're back to regular health levels. You know, we're plateauing.
Good to hear.
Yeah, it's brutal. There's a bit of a flu going around here in Dunedin at the moment. Are things pretty chill up in New York, disease-wise?
No, we have other diseases here.
Spicier ones?
Or diseases of a social nature. Political and social, I guess.
I'm not surprised. It's kind of what gave birth to a lot of the great punk music that came out of New York, no?
I guess so. I mean, not so much New York. I feel like the New York bands back in the day, they weren't really political. You know, they kind of sung about other stuff. Whereas, like, bands from the UK, like The Clash and all that, and even the Sex Pistols to a certain extent were a bit more political. Ramones weren't political at all, really, you know.
What's political, sorry?
The Ramones and things like that, they weren't really political at all.
No. Well, Suicide were a little bit political. Kind of in an abstract, weird Suicide
way. Yeah. I mean, and I think it's a good time to get, you know, to sort of, like, voice, you know, the fight, you know, within music, you know. Music is a really good genre to put across, you know, the fight.
Totally. And you do that a bit on this new track, and we'll get to that in a second. But what is the punk scene like in New York at the moment? Do you feel the same energies that influence the likes of Suicide and the Ramones?
No.
I mean, completely different.
I wasn't here at the time, but it's very different, I'd imagine. I mean, New York has gone through many changes. At the moment, it's definitely a little bit on the dodgier, more dangerous side. Things are falling apart, you know, probably like they were in the 70s and the 80s. The infrastructure is kind of like falling apart. So there are probably similarities, but it's really hard to do anything creative or art-wise, you know, because the capitalist nature of the country has really sucked all of that out of the, you know, made it really hard to do that, you know.
For sure. It seems like New York's been hit pretty hard there. And with that sort of soul-sucking nature, have you noticed that the music communities are a little bit harder to access, or are they pretty similar to the ones you can find in New Zealand?
I mean, there's a lot more happening here. There's a hell of a lot happening. But there's not as many DIY spaces as there used to be, like, 10 years ago. You know, they've all been kind of shut down. So I guess, you know, we've got to find new ways to sort of be free and do what we want to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, if New York's getting gentrified and all the artists are moving away, where are they moving to, do you know?
There was a big exodus maybe 5, 10 years ago to Los Angeles because it was a lot more affordable.
Weird.
Over there.
Weird.
Yeah, a lot of people moved there, but kind of before the pandemic. I'm trying to think of where some good scenes are. I mean, there's little pockets everywhere, but it's really hard anywhere here in the States at the moment. I wouldn't say there's any one town that's, like, you know, exploding, you know?
You know, something cooked that I just read about the States the other day is that there's that huge private equity company called BlackRock, and they're trying to buy up, like, all the property in the States, basically, and make everyone renters permanently. Have you seen much about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really the bottom line is people buying properties as equity or investments. You know, back in the 50s, you could afford to buy a property. People bought properties to live in, you know.
Now
they buy them to invest so that they've all been bought up and they try to get as much from their investment as possible so people can't afford to pay the rent and people can't afford to buy. It drives the prices up. And even for the clubs, you know, the clubs pay this crazy amount of, of rent that they can barely survive, and then they don't pay the bands very well, and they put a lot of the work back onto the bands, and the bands can't survive. So it kind of all starts with the property, you know, the real estate.
For sure does, and I think a whole new aspect of this new age capitalism is turning everyone into renters. You have to rent the software on your phone. You have to rent certain features on your new car. That's the thing that BMW is doing now. It's renting the music that you listen to. It's pretty cooked.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's nuts.
I mean, I don't really like Spotify and all that kind of thing.
No, Spotify sucks, for sure.
I mean, it's just like, you know, how much do you think it's, you know, what's fair to listen to one of my songs, you know, 50 cents, a dollar? You know, if it was a dollar, I'd be a millionaire by now, you know, it's like, and, you know, a dollar's not much, you know, for someone to listen to a song, you know?
Not at all. I speak about this a few times on the show, but we've all got pretty used to this weird sort of new vehicle for listening to music through streaming services, and it doesn't feel very nice towards the artist. Doesn't feel very genuine, and yeah, we should find a new way to listen to music where artists can get paid a bit more.
Yeah, we should buy vinyl. I say buy records,
buy vinyl. Merch. Support people at the merch table. Buy the t-shirts, so on and so forth. Would you? I noticed that on Instagram, you have a big chain that you love to pull out at gigs. You'll be swinging it around. You'll be rubbing it all over your guitar. Have you thought about you know selling different chains as part of your merch?
I do sell chains.
You do sell chains.
If I could show you a picture, but I can't. If you go to my Bandcamp, you can see a picture. Basically, if you come to a show, I have a pair of bolt cutters and I have these neck chains, like dog chains, so you can buy a link of the chain, and I'll cut off a link of the chain, put it on the dog chain, put it in this crazy evil looking black box that I have. It comes with a certificate as well, so you can buy a link of the chain at shows.
Wow, that is super cool. Can you get that mailed to people if they want to buy it from a distance?
Yeah, it's on my Bandcamp. Okay. I'll cut a link for anyone.
Might have to have a look after this interview. On this new track, Gold Standard Love, you say that the FBI, the CIA, they can't take your dreams away. But hasn't taking dreams away been their modus operandi for the last 60 to 70 years?
Well, I guess so. I mean, physically, but, like, you know, it's like, you know, they can't really kind of, I guess, what I'm trying to say there is, you know, your thoughts are your thoughts. You know, it's kind of like thoughts. You know, they can't take your thoughts away. They can't take your beliefs away. Things like that, you know. I guess they can take your aspirations away by putting you in jail. But, they, you know, they can't infiltrate your mind. Well, maybe they can.
Maybe they can. I mean, what was that thing that in the 60s where they drugged people with LSD and then did all sorts of horrible shit?
The MKUltra or something?
MKUltra, that's the one. Thank you. Yeah. They certainly can't take your dreams away, but they can warp them. No, but it's a very sort of 1984 statement. Like, I'm not trying
It's kind of like thought crimes and things like that.
Exactly, thought crime. And I think one of the protagonists of 1984, Winston, I think one of his quotes is literally like, "All the one thing you do have are your thoughts. They can't take your thoughts away. They can never truly invade your mind quite yet."
I guess that's a lie. They kind of can. They do with things like social media. It really dumbs people down.
It does. It's not great.
But it doesn't have to be like that. You know, you got to be, if you're aware of it, you can fight it. You know.
Totally agree. Always resist. Now, the song title "Gold Standard Love." Where did you get that name from?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. You know, usually when I write a song, one of the first things I come up with is a song title. So maybe that was why. Actually, no, it's not, because it used to be called Sleep. That was the song title, the original song title.
Really?
Yeah. So when I'm writing a song, I just kind of like, you know, voice kind of like sounds and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And I guess Gold Standard Love was phonetically one of the kind of sounds that came out, and I just picked those words out from the sounds, you know?
True. So Sleep, the original iteration. I mean, because the way the chorus goes is like, Gold Standard Love. So with Sleep, would it have just been like, Sleep?
No. Sleep would never have been. All it was is that I had to save it on my computer.
Okay. Now I got you. I think, you know, bringing the conversation back to merchandising, you're releasing this single on FlexiDisc and selling it at shows in the States. Now, FlexiDiscs, for those who don't know, are like these really light, a very thin vinyl. They're so light and thin that sometimes turntable styluses can get caught on a groove and the disc won't rotate. To combat that, they used to have a designated spot for a coin or other small object to increase the friction and ensure that the stylus kept moving. Does your FlexiDisc have a designated spot like that?
No, because FlexiDiscs have come a long way since then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they sound really good, and they're quite quality. They're good quality, so you don't really need that anymore.
True. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty. It's pretty great. I'm surprised how good it sounds.
Mm. I was looking up on the history of them, and the Soviet Union seemed to love them quite a lot because they were super affordable to use.
Well, yeah, they're one of the most affordable things to manufacture, which is kind of partly why I did it, because it's affordable.
Mm. You know? And it's cool to have a sort of niche physical medium like that getting a bit more love, eh?
For sure. I mean, I like all the vinyl formats. You know, I've done flexi discs, I've done normal vinyl, I've done, the other ones, they're scratchy little plastic ones, I forgot what they're called, but yeah, I've done it all.
True. Scratchy little plastic ones aren't just compact discs.
No. Talking about... they're called... it just escapes me. The word escapes me from now.
No worries. That's okay.
Yeah, you make them one at a time. You do them in small runs, you know.
For sure. Do you have any plans of coming back to New Zealand in the near future? You know, come back for a visit?
No. Really,
no.
I mean, I was just there, like, in March doing some D4 shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very expensive to get down there, and I don't think I'll be coming back. I will be back in the next couple of years sometime, but nothing at the moment. I've kind of got like a lot of plans next year, a lot of touring plans for Europe, maybe another album in the pipeline that I'm working on right now.
Mm.
So doing that.
Cool. Well, hopefully we can expect to see an album come out maybe at the start of next year.
Nah,
is the timeline like thinking more? You're thinking more summer. Later than that?
More summertime.
Summertime. Okay, cool. Well, hopefully we can see that come out when you intend to release it. It'll be awesome. Because if it's anything like Gold Standard Love, it'll be a whole banger.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to making it. I'm making it right now.
Awesome.
Complete and keep working on it.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to hear it, man. Have you got any final words for our lovely listeners this morning, Dion?
Stay awake.
Stay awake. Couldn't agree more. I mean, you won't, because you're probably going to go to bed soon because it's probably nighttime.
It's only 4:45 here.
4:45. Oh, okay. You got plenty of time to stay awake.
I'll be up till like 11:30 or 7:12.
Oh, I knew you would. All right. Take care, Dion, and I wish a very lovely day for the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Take care, man. All right, folks, that was Dion Lunadon, formerly of D4, coming out with his new song, Gold Standard Love. We just had a great chat with Dion about that song. Really appreciate when artists from other time zones can commit to coming on the one and also can make the right time, because sometimes they don't. Dion surely did. We will be.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.